So as you become pregnant with a vision from God, it'll stretch your flesh. It'll make you change. It'll make you very uncomfortable. You'll hurt a lot. Listen to me. You'll get moody sometimes. There's times you get downright irritable. As excited as you are about that child, like I said, don't think I want another one. Many of you are going through different stages of pregnancy spiritually. That's what I'm getting at. Some of you are almost in labor. Some of you are just starting to grow a little bit and starting to get grouchy and you're starting to feel funny, and morning sickness. You're starting to feel what God's put in you. And it's exciting. I was watching heaven last night, Adam, when y'all left. I was watching her out on the porch. Love you. Bye. Love y'all. Love you, Papa. Love you, Eddie. Love you, Mary. Love y'all. And as she walked up and said, I really love y'all. I love y'all. The most beautiful thing. Touched my heart. But I know when Bobby was carrying that young, and there's times she's looked at Adam and said, I hate you. I hate what you've done to me. I had a life till I met you. That goes to my next point. There's times you'll get mad at God. There's times when you're going through this thing and you're growing and this vision is growing inside of you, you'll get mad at Him. Why'd you do this to me? Where are you at? You promised you'd never leave me. I don't feel you. Don't feel good. Don't like this. This wasn't part of the deal. This is not joy unspeakable. I've said that to Him many times. This ain't joy unspeakable. This ain't peace like a river. What's up with this? And I've opened the book up and I said, did you write this or not? Did you write that? Is this truth? That's not what I feel. Every man's work will be tried by fire to see what manner of work it is. There's times your work gets tried by fire. There's times when you're pregnant and you're stretching and you're growing and things are kicking around inside of you. Don't feel good. But God still loves you. Look forward to this vision coming to maturity. God's getting ready to do something. Pregnancy will drastically change your routine and lifestyle. When God bursts a vision in you, it will drastically change your routine and your lifestyle. It brings huge responsibility. It dips into your budget. Listen to me. But always remember that God pays child support. If God truly bursts a vision in you, He will support it. One way or another. And God will send the most unlikely sources. You'll start looking over here for it to come. I know they got millions. They'll bless me. They'll help us here. And God will send a bum down here that you witnessed to last week. And God told me to bless you. That's happened so many times. God chooses and uses who He wants to. And every time you think you got it figured out, God will blow your mind. You don't know half of what you know, man. God is a big God. God will have a bird drop it on your head. He'll figure out a way. Just let Him do that. Is that all right? Pregnancy will drastically change your routine and your lifestyle. If He gives you a child, He will support it. If God bursts something in you and you step out and it's really God, He'll take care of it. Amen? I want to tell you this real quickly. After you endure the 9 months, after you endure all your life changing and your moods and the sickness and your body stretching out of shape while something's in you, the last little bit of it is where the woman always gets mad at the man. You caused this. This is all your fault. I've heard it, believe me. But after the labor's done, it's this great relief. It's birth. It's come forth. There's still responsibility. There's diapers to change, noses to wipe, fixing bottles, late nights, doctors. But the joy that that vision brings or that child brings is worth every bit of it. Amen? Here in heaven, say, I love you, Daddy. Hearing this baby say, I love you, Mama. I love you, Papa. It's worth everything. It's worth everything that you go through. I can't tell you enough that I really feel that some of you are going through labor pains, that God has really birthed something. Because you can't lay on your face, my brother, like that and not get something from God. Something will happen in you. God will do something in you. He'll start something forming in there, man. you'll get ideas and you'll get all these great things from God, and it's slow. I mean, it's slow. It don't happen overnight. And always remember this. These are things that you need to be aware of. If you're pregnant from God, the first thing that you've got to be very careful of is abortionists. People who will try and talk you out of your child. They'll try to get you to kill it. They'll try to get you not to do it. They'll tell you you can't do it because they couldn't do it. They'll tell you that you can't, that God ain't in that. And most of the time, those things come from people who are very close to you. The very people that you thought would get behind you and support you will be the ones that will try to take you down because they love you, and in their mind, they really feel like they're helping you. See, there's coming a time when it says that people will kill you and think they're doing God a service. They really mean well, but they're carnal. And they have no idea what you and God have talked about in secret during your intimate time. They have no idea what God has put in you. But they think they do. And those abortionists will try to kill the vision. They'll try to talk you out of it. They'll give you every reason. They'll bring it on paper and tell you why you can't do it. And they'll show you where they failed 5 years ago because they didn't obey God. Don't you let people kill what God has put in you. You go on and do it. You trust Him. I'm prophesying to somebody. Number two thing you got to be aware of. You got to be aware of not taking care of yourself when you're pregnant. You got to nourish yourself. You got to exercise. You got to take care of yourself. You have to watch obstacles. Because if you trip over something when you're pregnant and you hit too hard, you can kill your child. You got to be careful. You got to be careful of temptations, because when you're pregnant with something from God, the devil knows it. He'll see you growing. And he'll see something growing in you, and he'll try to take you down with temptation. He'll try to take you down with all kinds of different things and pull you away from God, get your mind off of that vision, and get you to stumble and kill that thing that God's put in you.